ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, it's time for the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship here today, live from SUNY Delhi. The weather has cooperated. A big thank you to all the road crews out there who got the main roads all set so everybody could make their way here today for this Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game between 2-seed Oxford and 1-seed Cherry Valley Springfield. Want to welcome everybody to the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has been a longtime sponsor here of our pregame show, and they have their two lots on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. So we're glad to have everybody along here today. And don't forget that Butler can get you financed, and they also have local rentals. So good to have Butler along for all their support. I'm joined, as usual, by Greg Bonskowski. Coach, set to be another fun matchup here tonight. I think this is the one everyone's been hoping would happen. They've had it circled on the calendar.
Yeah, we have two quality basketball teams here that have had great seasons. You got Cherry Valley Springfield coming in from the Tri-Valley, and you have Oxford coming in from the MAC. So both teams have been tested, not only in their conference schedules, but also out of conference. So should be a good ball game tonight.
Yeah, of course, Cherry Valley with a lot of size. That's the one thing that most outsiders say after watching Cherry Valley. Boy, it's not only Jolene Lusk, who legitimately is 6'2". A lot of their other players, including their guards, have good size. Oxford, a smaller team, but fast, quick. And when you have a player that's going to play at the Division II level next year, and Madeline Barrows, who was the MAC MVP of Division II, certainly a lot to contend with.
Yeah, you mentioned Cherry Valley Springfield's size. And again, Jolene, 6'2", legit. But then they have other girls that are also very tall. But the thing that impressed me the times I've seen them in person is that their other players, even their guards, have a lot of length and athleticism, and they make it very difficult for you on defense, and they have about four or five kids that can all score. So you know Jolene's going to get her points, but who else is going to step up and make contributions offensively? Is it going to be Daphne West on the inside? Is it going to be Morgan Huff? Or Bryn Whiteman making outside shots? So they certainly pose a lot of different problems for their opponents. Oxford, I've seen them play, I think, now three times. And, yes, you certainly have to pay attention to Madeline and know where she is, both on that perimeter and on the inside. But their overall team quickness and speed and defense, and they really like to get out and run, should be an interesting contest.
We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you set with the starting lineups. And we'll also be recognizing several special sponsors for not only this game, but the boys' game that we'll be doing as well at 4 o'clock between South Courtright and Southern Cayuga in the Class D Boys Championship game here in Section 4. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
High School Sports on WCTO.
Welcome back to SUNY Delhi. Again, the Oxford girls taking on a Cherry Valley Springfield here. CVS is the one seed. The champs from the Tri-Valley League coming in with a record of 22-1, their only loss to Johnson City. Oxford, a very good season in the MAC. They are the two seed. Set to be a good one here this afternoon. Again, we have a lot of special sponsors we'll be thanking today, so certainly going to be a fun afternoon of the girls' game at 2 and the boys' game at 4. Just want to pass along an update that the Cooperstown girls are ahead 41-39 with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter in the Section 3 Class C Girls Championship game. And we'll be keeping an eye on that the rest of the afternoon as well. We're going to step away and pause for the national anthem. We'll be back on WCDO.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Section 4, Class D, Girls Basketball Championship, live from SUNY Delhi. Oxford Girls taking on at Cherry Valley Springfield, two teams that we have covered all throughout the year here on WCDO. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here, our WCDO intern. Hannah Bonskowski will be keeping stats for us as well, so we got the whole crew back in action today. Starting lineups first for Oxford and head coach Chris Palmer. They will start with senior number one, Naomi Smith, a senior number two, Kayla Kelsey-Jones. They will start with number three, Madeline Barrows, also a senior. A senior number 10, Ella Kelsey, and a sophomore number 30, Tegan Van Warren. On the other side for the CVS Patriots, champions of the Tri-Valley League, and head coach Kelly Taggart, they will start with junior number 12, Daphne West, a junior number 13, Morgan Huff, a senior number 21, Lydia Lusk, a senior number 23, Jolene Lusk, and a sophomore number 24, Bryn Whiteman. Just some fun facts to pass along. If Cherry Valley wins today, Cherry Valley Springfield, I should say, it would be their first sectional title in school history. It's also the first time they have been in the championship game since 2008, so that's an exciting time for them. On the other side, the last time that the Oxford girls won this game was in 2003. I'm assuming, Coach, a team you might remember well back, I believe, with Sarah Christie in those days, so a very good team that made a run for the Oxford Blackhawks.
I think I might have been coaching in the MAC then at Unitego, and I think we might have lost to Oxford in the MAC championship game. So, very good team.
Wow, okay. So, certainly been a while for the Oxford girls and for Cherry Valley, an exciting time to be here as well. So, they have just announced the non-starters, and now they'll be doing the starting lineups here for both teams. A fun atmosphere at SUNY Delhi, as Oxford will be in the black uniforms here today with the white and the red trim. Says Oxford in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. CVS is in the home white as the number one seed. The red and the blue trim, it's a navy blue, with Patriots in that navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. We'll pause to let them finish the starting lineups, and we'll be back with the opening tip here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Just passing along this update before we get started. The Cooperstown girls lead Weedsport 46-44 at the end of the third quarter in the Section 3 Class C title game. We'll try to get you some Class C updates from Section 4 today as well. Well, you can hear that CVS crowd behind us. The Oxford crowd is on the far side, and we're ready to go. As the CVS girls will go left to right and Oxford right to left, and CVS wins the opening tip here with Jolene Lutz, and we're underway in the championship game here at SUNY Delhi.
Oxford opens man-to-man.
Both teams have had a couple of days to prepare. It'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. CVS to the inside with Daphne West. Tried to punch it to the outside, taken away by Ella Kelsey. Kelsey in transition off the steal. Wants to take it the length of the floor and does. And Oxford gets a 2-0 lead 30 seconds in.
Great start for Oxford.
Whiteman comes across midcourt here for the Patriots. Bryn Whiteman finds Morgan Huff left side. Huff comes off of a screen. Chest pass to the far side for Lydia Lusk. They try to go to the interior, and it's knocked away again by Oxford. Back down the floor here for Madeline Barrows. Into the corner for Ella Kelsey along the baseline. Tiptoeing there. Goes for Man Warren. Ball popped out of bounds. Came right towards the broadcast booth. Hit the table. Out of bounds. Back to CVS. Both teams try to settle in here.
And it looks like Oxford's going to play full court man-to-man. They really want to get after the Patriots here early.
Jolene Lusk to the high post. Lusk to the right side. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Dishes one off for Lydia Lusk. Out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Oxford. And, you know, Greg, this is a similar style. When I saw Cherry Valley play Norwich earlier in the year, it was a very tough game in terms of man-to-man. They made CVS work for it. Patriots ended up winning that game. But I'll be interested to see if that's Oxford style here today as Madeline Barrows misses a three. Out of bounds and back to the Patriots.
Yeah, and another thing to watch here is the matchup defensively for Oxford. Madeline Barrows is guarding Jolene Lusk. So we'll have to see if Madeline can do that with this and stay out of foul trouble. That would certainly be beneficial for Oxford.
Patriots will look to get it in. They'll go to Bryn Whiteman in the backcourt. And a pass ahead now for Daphne West along the right side. They'll work it through to Morgan Huff at the top of the key as the Patriots continue to try to find their way in the early going here with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Bryn Whiteman, a drive to the hoop, missed the shot. Jolene with a rebound, puts it up, misses that shot, and Maddie Barrows rips it down. And Oxford still leads 2-0 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Madeline Barrows, left wing side for Kelsey Jones. They'll flip one to the high post, taken away by the Patriots.
Cherry Valley Springfield starting in a 2-3 zone.
And across midcourt here for Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman goes to the high post now for Lydia Lusk. Down low for Daphne West. A turnaround shot, no. Rebound for Jolene Lusk. Going to be a foul here on Jolene for an over-the-back with 6 minutes to go first quarter.
Really nice job there by Madeline Barrows boxing out Jolene Lusk on that shot by Daphne West.
Want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and Behe Funeral Home in Oxford. Blackhawks with the ball. They lead 2-0 in a low-scoring affair so far. Nice move by Madeline up and under, and she scores.
Very composed move, under control there. Nice up and under.
And that's the difference, having a player like Madeline Barrow. She can go off at any time. A steal now at midcourt by Ella Kelsey. Kelsey down the left side, a spin move in the paint, missed the shot, and a rebound here by Jolene Luskin. Outlet pass is taken back away by Man Warren. Inside for Oxford, and a traveling violation on Maddie Barrows with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. And Cherry Valley is going to go to the bench and bring in Mia Dubin, and Daphne West will get a breather here. 5.5 to go first quarter, and it's Oxford 4 and Cherry Valley Springfield nothing. Bryn Whiteman in the backcourt, looking to get away from a double team, and she does, and will work it across the midcourt timeline on the left side. Trying to pass one over the top of the defense, and nowhere to go, and Oxford has really just clamped things down in the early going. Barrows across midcourt as Oxford in the black with red and white trim going right to left. Barrows from the right elbow, missed the shot off the front of the rim. Rebound underneath by Naomi Smith, and then taken away by Morgan Huff with some good defense. Bryn Whiteman in the backcourt. A pass ahead for Morgan Huff, right side in front of the Oxford bench to the interior for Dubin. Working one back out. A pull-up jumper for the Patriots, no. Jolene, a rebound. Dishes one over to Mia Dubin, and she puts it in. First points for the Patriots. That's Oxford 4, CVS 2. 4:35 to go first quarter. Blackhawks with the ball. And to the top of the key they go. Chance of defense from the Cherry Valley cheering section behind us. A shot by Man Warren is missed. And an outlet pass now to Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman across midcourt. Cherry Valley trying to settle in here against the great defense of Oxford so far. Now a steal by Kelsey Jones. And she gets it into the safe hands of Madeline Burroughs. Burroughs down the floor to the right side, calling for a screen. Instead, will dish it off and leave it for Ella Kelsey. A foul line jumper for Ella is off the mark. Rebound for Jolene Lusk. Looking for an option and floats one to Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman streaks down the right side of the floor, passes through the teeth of the defense. A great pass for Morgan Huff, and she scores on the backside.
Really nice look there in transition by Bryn Whiteman.
We're tied 4-4 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Barrows tries to take it right to the rim. It's intercepted, and Cherry Valley will take it away. Patriots have it in the backcourt as they've tied this game up. Boy, if it continues like this, we'll have a whale of a ball game here between the Blackhawks and the Patriots. Right side of the floor for Mia Dubin. To the interior for a cutting. Bryn Whiteman missed the shot. Jolene with a rebound, trying to force her way back up. And we're going to have a foul underneath on the Blackhawks. Coach, it's going to be very interesting to see how this game is called on the interior. Madeline, obviously a great player, getting great position on Jolene. Joe's got that 6'2" range. How will that be called physically on the inside today?
Yeah, the hard thing is, you know, a lot of spectators look and you see, you know, this really tall person who's being boxed out. They get the rebound, but they're not over the back. A lot of people want over the back, but that's not always necessarily the case. So the defense is going to have to do a really good job of making contact and then really holding off their offensive player with Cherry Valley Springfield. I think early Oxford's overall team speed is bothering Cherry Valley a little bit.
Jolene goes 1 out of 2 at the line. And so it is a 5-4 lead for Cherry Valley Springfield over Oxford with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Oxford with the basketball. They'll work one back up for Ella Kelsey. She fires and hits a long two from the right elbow. It's good for Ella Kelsey. Oxford retakes the lead 6-5 over CVS with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bryn Whiteman down the left side of the floor. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot here. Gets it to Morgan Huff, who bails her out on the right side. Patriots are in the white with the navy blue and the red trim. It's poked out of bounds here by Oxford right into the Blackhawks bench.
Another thing that this man-to-man defense by Oxford has done is it's taken away Cherry Valley Springfield's opportunities from three-point range and their outside shooters. So
Patriots will get it in. Jolene with a dribble drive on the left side, picked off there by Madeline Barrows. In transition, Madeline gets ahead of everybody and cannot make the layup, and Jolene scoops up a rebound. Ahead for Bryn Whiteman. And Whiteman down the right side of the floor. An up-and-down pace to this game. Whiteman fires a three. It's too strong. Rebound on the far side by the Blackhawks, by Ava Benjamin, who's in. And then we'll have a jump ball, giving it back to Oxford with the arrow. 2.5 to go first quarter. Oxford 6, CVS 5. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, also on 92.3, our new frequency in Norwich, as well as good old 100.9. Farrow is a pull-up three in transition. Just left it a little short. Was a pretty good look. And then Whiteman got the rebound, had it stolen away. A drive to the hoop here for Barrows. Lost it on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, giving it back to the Patriots. A flurry of activity on that stanza there, but it ends up going back to the Patriots. Some full court pressure now coming from Oxford as we hit 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Oxford leading 6-5. A pass to the right side of the floor goes for Morgan Huff from Lydia Lusk. Morgan takes it to the hoop, misses a shot. Jolene with a rebound. Joe forcing it up and scores from inside. And that puts CVS back up 7-6 with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Madeline Barrows, a drive, kicks one for Kelsey Jones. Back out for a long two here for Barrows. Missed it, and a rebound for Jolene Lusk. Outlet pass here for Bryn Whiteman. Ahead for a leaking out, Morgan Huff. And she gets stripped. Ball out of bounds, stays with the Patriots. Good defense there by Abby Denz.
Yeah, great hustle to get it from behind and knock it out of bounds.
1:37 to go in an exciting first quarter here in the sectional championship in Class D from SUNY Delhi. CVS girls leading 7-6. An inbound pass to Jolene Lusk. CVS fans thinking there's a lot of contact there. Joe continuing to drive to the hoop. A third opportunity is now kicked back out. They go to Whiteman for a three on the right side, and it's in for Bryn Whiteman.
Oxford switched there on the baseline out of bounds to the 2-3 zone. Several offensive rebounds there allow the Patriots to hit a three.
CVS leads 10-6 over Oxford with a 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Barrows on the left side. Little jab step. Madeline dishing one off. Now gets it back. A college range three for Madeline Barrows is off the mark, and a rebound for Jolene Lusk. Into the hands of Bryn Whiteman, and Jolene has 10 rebounds in the early going here. And then a foul at midcourt on Oxford. That is unbelievable. 10 rebounds in the first quarter. It's going to be that kind of a game for Jolene, I think, on the inside.
Another thing to pay attention to here is Oxford's depth. They've subbed in probably two or three people, you know, three or four times, and they're just kind of running people in and out, whereas Cherry Valley Springfield has only played six so far.
Patriots get the ball in to Morgan Huff. Huff along the baseline, tries to feed one to the interior. It goes through the teeth of the defense and finds its way to Lydia Lusk. And out to the high post for Jolene. Jolene steps through, a little floater is off the bank. No good. Second chance also won't go down. And then a rebound for Oxford with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. A good look, wouldn't go. Long pass ahead is up and off the glass and good for Tegan Man Warren.
Beautiful pass there.
And now a reach-in foul on Barrows as CVS was looking for the inbound with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. First foul on Barrows. I agree with you, Coach. This pace is very up and down, and you can tell both teams huffing and puffing a little bit here in the early going. How will that play out over four quarters? Morgan Huff now leaving it for Mia Dubin. Ahead for Huff. She got behind the defense, takes it to the rim, misses the shot, and a rebound for Maddie Barrows. CVS leads 10-8 and back down the floor for Ella Kelsey. And that's off the hands of Mia Dubin. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Blackhawks. 10 seconds to go, first quarter.
That was a nice challenge by Barrows on that rebound there. But I would have liked to have seen her just play, because I don't think the offensive player knew that she was there. She reached in. I don't know if it was a foul, but officials called it. But we'll have to see how that plays out.
Blackhawks will get it in. Barrows a deep three. Too much mustard on it. Rebound for Jolene. 5 seconds left. Ahead for Morgan Huff. I don't think she's aware of the time, and they're going to run out, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls lead Oxford 10-8. An exciting start for the sectional final here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of quality hardwoods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Our score here to start the second quarter, CBS girls leading 10-8 here in the Section 4 Class D championship game. Union Springs leading Moravia 14-8 in the Class C girls championship game. That is out at TC3 today. So again, CBS girls lead Oxford 10-8. And the Union Springs girls jump ahead of Moravia 14-8. Start of the second quarter here. Oxford with the basketball. They try to go to the interior here for Madeline Barrows. A little up and under move is off the mark. And a rebound for Jolene Lusk. And she'll dribble out of trouble. Jolene with a pass ahead now for Morgan Huff. But Ella Kelsey was able to get her fingertips on it, poke it out of bounds.
Now, even though Jolene didn't block that shot, I think she certainly influenced that shot by Barrows.
Right at midcourt. Bryn Whiteman with the basketball. Having it here at the top of the arch. Will dribble drive into the paint and throws one up and is fouled as she put it up at the right low block. I've been thinking about it all first quarter. I got to say it. Between Joe and Madeline Barrows, two armadillos going head-to-head today. Down low. You got to love that.
Yeah.
They'll be playing together as teammates here in a couple of weeks on the AAU circuit. 7.5 to go here in the first quarter. Mia Dubin will check out of the game, and Daphne West back in. Bryn Whiteman at the line. First shot, no good. And the second one coming here. Anybody in foul trouble so far, Coach, on your list?
Nope. Everybody just has one.
Bryn Whiteman goes 1 out of 2. And CDS girls now lead 11-8. We'll get you a Cooperstown girls update as soon as we can as well. Oxford with the basketball. Kelsey Jones into the corner, a long two off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Daphne West. Outlet pass to Bryn Whiteman. Oxford's really looking to jump that outlet pass, too. Whiteman ahead now for Morgan Huff. Huff on the right side. We'll go back to Whiteman. Pump fakes. Dishes back to Huff in the corner. Now to Whiteman. CVS going left to right. To the interior for Daphne West. Good defense there by Oxford. Taken away by the Blackhawks. And back down the floor here for Ella Kelsey. Kelsey at the top of the key. Little dribble drive. Dishes into the corner. And now we'll pull one back out. Barrows on the left side. Madeline takes it to the interior. A floater. The kiss off the glass just rattles out. And another rebound for Jolene Lusk. She's been incredible. She's up to 14 rebounds already here in the first half. Whiteman is across midcourt. Dishing one for West. Now to Whiteman. A floater off the glass. No. Rebound for Jolene. And her little baby hook also won't go down. And a rebound underneath is picked up there by Finch of Oxford.
And she has that many rebounds, but not many of them have come on the offensive end of the floor. So that's a good thing for Oxford.
A block here by Jolene Lusk on Madeline Barrows. And CVS will take it away. That's her first block of the game. Whiteman comes across midcourt with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And CVS leading 11-8. A pass down low here for Daphne West is kicked back out for Whiteman. A floater in the paint. Again, too strong off the glass. And picking up the loose change is Oxford with Kelsey Jones. CVS getting some good looks, but they've been off the mark. Ella Kelsey to the paint. Throws it through the defense. Out of bounds and going back to CVS. Coach, your thoughts so far?
Well, I think it's been a good game. Well played by both teams. We're going to have a timeout here, it looks like, Cherry Valley Springfield. But I'm interested to see how the depth of Oxford plays out because everybody looks like they're huffing and puffing out there.
We got to take a break. We'll be back. 5:45 to go in the second. CVS leads 11-8 on CDO.
Beware the Ides of March.
But you don't have to worry at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge. They're celebrating all March long. Reuben's will be on the menu for the entire month, and every Saturday night will feature a pasta special. Every bun on the menu can be replaced with a fresh bagel from Everything Bagelry. Jerry's Inn is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day, March 17th and 18th, with a corned beef dinner special both days. And remember, Reubens are served all March long.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Coach, your continued thoughts on the game plan here for Oxford against CVS?
Well, I think they're doing a really good job of limiting Jolene's touches on the offensive end. And as a coach, I think that's how I would approach trying to play Cherry Valley Springfield, is let's make somebody else beat us other than Jolene. And the man-to-man is certainly taking away the outside shots. They just got to do a little bit better job of rebounding and not giving them second-chance opportunities.
Patriots bring it down the floor on the right side, but it was punched out of bounds by Madeline Barrows. With, again, 5.5 to go in the second quarter, it's Nate Lowe. Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Some more of our special sponsors today include Roma's Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, as well as Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney. A shot by CVS was missed, rolled out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Blackhawks here.
I'd like to see both teams kind of get settled in on offense. I feel like both are rushing a little. Let's see some execution and some good looks.
A three on the left side from Madeline Barrows is good, and that's the game changer she can be. We're tied up at 11.
Really good dribble penetration there by number 10 for Oxford, and a kick out to Madeline.
Right side of the floor now for Bryn Whiteman. A nice floater as she hustles to the inside and scores. And she has 6 points, and CVS leads 13-11 with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Pull-up jumper here for Madeline Barrows. Rattles in and out. A rebound underneath by Kelsey Jones is on the floor now. CVS with a double team. It's out of bounds and will stay with Oxford. Some subs coming in here as Oxford continues to rotate players through.
Now, Cherry Valley Springfield needs to watch. They're going to come up and try to set a side screen for Madeline to get the ball out on the wing here.
Oxford will work it in, but it's intercepted and taken away. Whiteman ahead for Morgan Huff. Bounces one back to Whiteman. Underneath the basket in the tough spot, has it ripped away from her by Ella Kelsey. Patriots fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. And Barrows will walk back down the floor on the left side. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Barrows comes off a screen. Into the corner now for Tegan Manwaring. Manwaring to the high post for Barrows. Turnaround shot, rolls out. And a rebound is scooped up. We'll have a jump ball going back to Cherry Valley Springfield. Some more special sponsors today include Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, Canal Street Hardware in Oxford, and Gallery 321 of Oxford. Patriots with the ball in the backcourt, and it's knocked away again. This Oxford defense has been lethal at times. They try to go back across the court, and they do to Madeline Barrows. She barrels her way to the inside, and it's a foul on the floor here on CVS, going to be on Morgan Huff.
Only her first.
So they're going to say, actually, it was a shooting foul here. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but okay. Barrows will head to the line. Barrows' first shot is up and good. So Barrows has 6. I thought it was kind of a desperation heave there, but hey, she gets herself to the line.
I think she noticed that Jolene was out on the perimeter and had tried to steal that pass, so she was going to the rim because the shot blocker wasn't in the paint.
So that ties this game up at 13 as Barrows makes both foul shots with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, 13-13 our score. Patriots with the ball, looking to work it in. And this one goes to Bryn Whiteman. She's immediately double-teamed in the corner. Whiteman trying to fight her way out of it. Lost control of the ball, and the Blackhawks will have it here. Barrows with a pull-up jumper and hits it from the right elbow. Barrows has got 9 points, and this pressure has been tough here for Cherry Valley. This time they break it over the top. A pass to Joe. A backdoor cut for Morgan Huff, and she missed the layup. And then a foul
over the back.
Over the back on Jolene. That's her second.
Yep. It was a great pass, though, to Morgan Huff, but she just didn't have an angle to get it up off the backboard. She kind of was trapped on the baseline there.
Whiteman's going to come to the bench, and Cara Drews will come in here for CVS with 3:42 to go in the second quarter.
Let's see if that substitution makes Oxford really turn up the pressure, because Bryn is Cherry Valley Springfield's one of their best ball handlers.
3:35 to go in the second quarter. A long three here for Oxford is off the back of the rim from Kelsey Jones. A rebound for Manwaring. Works one back out for Madeline Barrows. Barrows wants a three and hits it from college range on the right side. Maddie Barrows is up to 12 points, and Oxford with their biggest lead at 18-13. Now the Patriots have it stolen away, but CVS will take it back. It's a hot potato at the moment. and then a foul at midcourt with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. 18-13 the score.
I don't know about that one.
Looks like players got their feet tied up.
Yeah, they were just running, got their feet tied up.
So that will be the second foul here on Kelsey Jones. Mia Dubbin's going to work her way back into the game for Daphne West with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Oxford leading 18-13 here over CVS. Patriots look to work it in. And they do to Drews, and she is fouled there.
No. I think she dribbled it out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Yep. So 3:10 to go, second quarter. It's 18-13. Oxford girls leading CVS.
If I'm Coach Palmer and I have a set play to get Madeline Barrows a three here, I think I'm running that set play because that would be, you know, not that the momentum is certainly in Oxford's favor, but that would really turn it.
Barrows goes to Ella Kelsey, far side, dribbles in for a two. It's partially blocked by Jolene Lusk. Rebound for the Blackhawks. Man Warren into the teeth of the defense. Works one over for Abby Denz, and her jumper is good. And Oxford leads 20-13 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Huff down the left side of the floor, gets across midcourt, loses control of the basketball, and Oxford will come away with it. And into the safe hands of Madeline Barrows, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Oxford. With 2:35 to go in the second quarter, it's Oxford 20 and CVS 13. We'll be back on WCDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back out of the timeout. The ball is loose. Oxford will have it here. Barrows to the interior. Can't get control of it.
Ooh, that's three. That's unfortunate.
Going to be a foul here on Jolene Lusk for a reach in with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. And that's a tough call there on the kind of a loose ball.
After you let all those other contacts go, I mean, you could have called a foul on the trap by Oxford. You could have called a foul with Madeline going to the basket.
So Oxford leads 20-13, 2:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. And here is Madeline Barrows with a tough shot on the interior. She scores 14 now for Barrows, and it's 22-13.
And again, she was not afraid to go attack the middle without Jolene in the game there.
Patriots into the right corner, trying to work their way out of it. They do to Morgan Huff. Pass to the interior now for Daphne West, and a foul in the green paint on Oxford will be on Madeline Barrows.
That's her second.
Some other special sponsors tonight include Faber's Home and Kitchens of Oxford, as well as UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich and UHS Delaware Valley Hospital of Walton. Patriots will look to get it in. It's immediately tapped back out of bounds here by the Oxford Blackhawks. And this Blackhawks defense is swarming right now, Coach.
Yeah, they're really doing a good job pressuring the ball. There's nothing that's easy for Cherry Valley Springfield at this point in time.
Patriots have it. They've passed one to the interior. A shot there by West is off the mark. And a rebound for Oxford. And it's all going Oxford's way right now. A steal at midcourt by Bryn Whiteman to the right side. Whiteman wants a three, dials it up just off the front of the rim. It won't go down. And Oxford grabs a rebound, but then taken back by Bryn. No, she couldn't steal it in time. Madeline Barrows ahead. Floats a pass over the top of the defense, looking for Abby Denz, and it rolls out of bounds. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. It's 22-13. Oxford girls in control against the CVS Patriots. CVS, the one seed. Oxford, the two.
And Oxford's defense is just making Cherry Valley Springfield work for everything. Every completed pass, you have to give effort. Every dribble, they're really doing a good job. They're all over the ball.
A pass to mid-court is intercepted here by Ella Kelsey. She tries to take it to the rim, and it won't go down. Ball rolls out of bounds, going back to the Patriots. But this Oxford defense, it seems like they're in every passing lane. They're jumping everything. It's been very tough.
And as a coach, if I'm Cherry Valley Springfield, I'm reminding my players, you have to come meet every single pass.
In the backcourt here is Morgan Huff, leaving it for Bryn Whiteman. A lot of it has been in Bryn's hands here. She's had to control it. This time she gets across midcourt for CVS, looking for a little rush here before the halftime break. Huff on the right side of the floor. A bounce pass into the corner for Daphne West, again intercepted here by Madeline Barrows. With under a minute to go in the second quarter, Barrows to the left side of the floor will float one for Ella Kelsey. Kelsey into the paint, takes it all the way to the rim and scores.
Nice move.
Ella Kelsey now makes it 24-13 with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Huff down the right side of the floor, lost it out of bounds, and it's going back to the Blackhawks.
I would not be surprised to see if this sub... Nope. I was thinking with the 24-13 lead, if I'm Oxford, I might want Barrows out of the game here in the last 38 seconds. Because you wouldn't want to see her pick up a third. That would have an impact on the second half, but Coach Palmer's rolling the dice.
Oxford will get it in with Ella Kelsey into the right corner, leaving one back off, and then a traveling violation here on Finch. We'll give it to the Patriots. And a big possession here for Cherry Valley coming up. Patriots with the ball on the far side of the floor. Lydia Lusk will have it and goes to Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman in the backcourt. Dribbles behind the back and will get to midcourt now. Looking to set it up on offense. Jolene is out of the game with three fouls. Into the right corner now for Mia Dubin. Again, forcing it to the interior. Daphne West puts it up and in, and that's a big bucket. Makes it 24-15. 5 seconds left. Here's Barrows. Going to try to take it coast to coast and is fouled by Whiteman. And will head to the line for two with 1.6 seconds left. What a smart play there by Barrows.
Yeah, she kind of had Bryn on her hip and then just kind of went into her a little bit to kind of create the contact and pick up the foul and get to the line here with under 2 seconds to play in the half.
And so Barrows will step into the line with, again, 1.6 seconds left, and she hits the first one. And Madeline has 15 here in the first half. And the second one coming here for Madeline Barrows. She settles in and hits. Barrows with 16. CVS will have one last gasp at it here, but that'll do it. Our halftime score is 26-15. It is the Oxford girls on top of Cherry Valley Springfield at the break. Want to recognize some more of our special sponsors before we go to break, including Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union, the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, Behee Funeral Home in Oxford, Chapman's Apple Orchard, also of Oxford, and the Bassett Healthcare Network. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, 26-15, our score at the break, the Oxford girls leading CVS, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 26-15 here at the break as the Oxford girls lead the CVS girls here in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. Just a reminder that after this, we will have the South Courtright boys taking on Southern Cayuga in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball game. Wanted to pass a long one other score at the break. Is that the Union Springs girls are ahead of Moravia 27-18 at the break in the Class C championship game. I want to welcome in Hannah B., our WCDO intern. Hannah, your thoughts on an intense first half between Oxford and CVS teams that you know very well.
So we played both CVS and Oxford this year, and they're definitely both very good teams. They both like to play fast, but Oxford is just playing a lot faster than CVS right now. They're doing really well. Jolene has 15 rebounds, and she had 10 of those in the first quarter. And she's actually on the bench with, I think, 3 fouls. So I'm interested to see how CVS is going to combat having her on the bench.
Our scoring summary in the first half, 16 for Madeline Barrows, 6 for Ella Kelsey. This is for Oxford. 2 for Abby Denz, 2 for Tegan Manwaren. On the other side for CVS, 6 for Bryn Whiteman, 3 for Jolene Lusk, and then 2 apiece for Daphne West, Morgan Huff, and Mia Dubin. And before I forget, want to welcome everybody, of course, to our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito's been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Again, our halftime score, 26-15. The Oxford girls in control right now. Any other stats on the Oxford side that stick out to you here, Hannah B?
Tegan Manwaren is doing a great job of being everywhere that the Blackhawks need her to be. She's got 2 rebounds, 3 steals, and 4 assists. And then Ella Kelsey does a great job on the press of anticipating passes. That long pass that Cherry Valley loves, she's been reading and picking that and turning that into transition offense.
On the other side, of course, we talked about Jolene having a ton of rebounds. Anything else stand out to you for the Patriots?
Everything else is pretty even, but as always, Bryn Whiteman is doing her job with 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals.
Excellent. Hannah B., your thoughts. How can Cherry Valley try to work their way back into this game? What's your thoughts from the outside?
I feel like they definitely need to find a great way to break Oxford's press. I know from playing Oxford in the first round, their press is very good, very strong. It's definitely intimidating, so they need to find a way to get past that press and then turn it into high percentage shots. They've missed quite a few layups, just having jitters from being here, I think. So they just need to settle down and calm in and just play their game.
Expert analysis there by Hannah Bonskowski. We appreciate it. We'll take a break. Third quarter coming up. Again, our score is 26-15 at the break here. Oxford girls on top of Cherry Valley Springfield. The Cooperstown girls did win the Section 3 Class C championship. We'll get you a final score on that when we come back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County Industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We start the third quarter here live from SUNY Delhi. And Madeline Barrows misses a 3 and Cherry Valley with a rebound. Jolene Lusk is back in and we're back underway here between the Patriots and the Oxford Blackhawks. Blackhawks leading 26-15 as we start the third. Right side of the floor now for Jolene Lusk. Double-teamed in the corner, back out to Morgan Huff. And CVS has got to find a way to work out of this pressure. Morgan at the high post. And, yeah, they don't know the shot clock is going to expire, and it goes back to the Blackhawks.
You got to give credit to Oxford's defense there in that first half. Not only the full-court press but also doing a really good job of taking away Cherry Valley Springfield's height advantage on the inside. So very impressive defensive performance by the Blackhawks.
And back down the floor here for the Oxford Blackhawks. A pull-up jumper is good for Ella Kelsey, and it's all going right today for the Blackhawks, and it's 28-15. Patriots in the backcourt. Here is Bryn Whiteman. Again, trying to beat this pressure, and they do to Morgan Huff. A two-on-one. They find it. The ball's way over to Jolene Lusk, and she scores.
Also a factor there was I don't think Madeline Barrows wanted to pick up her third foul.
And here is Barrows to the high post. The jumper here for her, no good. Jolene Lusk with the rebound. Outlet pass here to Morgan Huff. Huff across midcourt. Trying to set it up. CVS has just got to chip away at this one possession at a time, but this Oxford defense has been tremendous today. A pass to the interior for Daphne West. Working one back out here for Morgan Huff. Again on the baseline. Shovel pass over for Lydia Lusk. Now back out for Bryn Whiteman. Coming up on five on the shot clock. Jolene steps through and is fouled at the right low block and then went flying back into that barrier that is behind the rim but appears to be okay. She bounces up and will head to the line.
And that's three on Madeline. So be interesting. See which one of the two main cogs in the wheel here, Barrows for Oxford or Lusk for Cherry Valley Springfield, which one will pick up their fourth? And that could be a crucial factor in the game.
Jolene to the line, hits the first shot, makes it 28-18. Jolene will settle back in here. And again, that whoever picks up that fourth foul, that could be a huge piece, as Coach said. Jolene 1-for-2 at the line. They're going to have to make those chippies at the line, too, if the Patriots want to claw their way back in. Here is Barrows in the backcourt, going down the right side of the floor. Madeline with a bounce pass for Ella Kelsey. Steps through, back out Barrows, jumper in and out. Rebound is loose. Somehow picked up by Barrows in the land of the trees. Oxford will work it back out and reset. Kelsey Jones now for Ella Kelsey. A three for her. Also won't go down. And scooped up on the rebound by Jolene Lusk. Ahead for Morgan Huff. Little stutter step. Huff to the interior. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled by Ella Kelsey. This will send Morgan Huff to the line here with 5:45 to go in the third. Oxford leading 28-18. And so Cherry Valley starting to chip away a little bit here, Coach.
Yeah, you kind of feel maybe the momentum is shifting just a little bit towards Cherry Valley here. They're still down 10, but chipping away a little bit, one possession at a time.
Morgan Huff, first shot at the line is good. Huff gets the first one to go. Second one coming now for Morgan Huff. She will step in at the line, and this shot is up and no good off the front of the rim and a rebound for Oxford. Now back for Madeline Barrows. Down the right side of the floor. Finds Tegan Manwaren. Back over to Barrows. Through the teeth of the defense and puts it off the glass and in. 18 now for Barrows. And it's 30-19 as our score. Ahead for Mia Dubbin. Dubbin down the right side of the floor here for Morgan Huff. Tries to pass one to the interior. It's taken away by Oxford with 5:20 to go in the third. Back down the floor for Madeline Barrows across the midcourt timeline as Oxford is in the black with the red and white trim. Here for Ella Kelsey, she traveled, and it'll go back to CVS.
I almost wonder if Oxford would try to play a little offense defense with Madeline to get her in and out of the game, but looks like they're going.
And so the Patriots will look to work it into Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman is in the backcourt and will float one ahead for Morgan Huff. Off down the right side of the floor. Going back for Lydia Lusk at the top of the key. Thought about a shot but didn't pull the trigger. And now over to the right side. Interior pass here for Mia Dubbin. And that one is taken away. And Oxford again seals up the passing lane. Ella Kelsey trying to take it coast to coast. A nice move, spin, turnaround off the mark. And a rebound here for the Patriots. Ahead now for Morgan Huff. Right side of the floor. Trying to go coast to coast. Lost control of it. And again the Blackhawks get another steal. Heroes Barrows in the backcourt with 4.5 to go in the third as Oxford comes across midcourt. Barrows, left side of the floor, setting up the offense. Gets a screen into the paint, wants to go to the interior. A finger roll that just rolls off the front of the rim. A great-looking shot, but wouldn't go down. Now for Bryn Whiteman. Cross midcourt as the Patriots trail by 11, 30-19. So we hit 4 minutes to go in the third, and now a foul on Oxford as Whiteman tried to take it into the paint there. So this will be the third team foul on Oxford here in this third quarter. Going to be the second personal on Tegan Manwaring. And a timeout is going to be taken here by CVS. 4:07 to go in the third. Oxford leads 30-19, and we'll be back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. CVS with the ball off of an Oxford miss with 3:45 to go. Patriots trailing here in the third quarter by 11. A pass down low here for Daphne West. Takes it to the rim. It rolls off the front and won't go down. And that's the kind of day it's been here for the Patriots. A good look that they couldn't get to go. The Cooperstown girls did defeat Weedsport 64-59 to win the Section 3 Class C Girls Championship game. And so they will take on the winner of Union Springs and Moravia. A missed shot by Madeline Barrows. And here comes Jolene Lusk in transition. Steps through, and the floater for Joe. No. Second chance. Also off the mark, but she's fouled. And Lusk will head to the line. I believe this is on Naomi Smith. And so CBS in a good spot here, Coach, with the four fouls if they can continue to get to the line.
Yeah, they got to keep attacking, especially with trailing here by 11. They could make up some ground here with the clock stopped, but got to convert when you get to that line. That one was about 85% of the way down and spun out.
So that shot will not go for Jolene, and the second one coming.
I think Oxford has done a good job of understanding the situation. They're really doing a good job being patient on offense. Kind of running some clock, not necessarily trying to stall, but just being patient and smart on offense with the 10-point lead here.
10-point lead with 3:05 to go in the third. Oxford with the ball. Here's Barrows taking it right to the rim, blocked out of there by Jolene Lusk. Both those players with three fouls apiece, trying to be careful but also stay aggressive. Madeline Barrows with a steal on the baseline and then is fouled by Lydia Lusk as she tried to take it to the rim. Some special sponsors today include Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, the Bassett Healthcare Network, Faber's Home and Kitchens of Oxford, the Behee Funeral Home in Oxford, and Chapman's Apple Orchard, also of Oxford. 2:53 to go in the third. That's out on Lydia Lusk, her first, team's first. Oxford will have it on the baseline. They'll look to work it in. Barrows working one back out for Finch. A three is good. And she buries it from the left side to increase this lead to 33-20.
Big shot.
Patriots will get it in. Every time they seem to chip away, Oxford has had an answer. Whiteman down the right side of the floor, splitting two defenders. Bryn Whiteman setting it up. Tries to go across the teeth of the defense for Lydia Lusk, and she scores. Makes it 33-22 with 2:20 to go here in the third. Barrows coming back down the floor. Oxford going left to right. Now for Ella Kelsey on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds, but last touch by the Patriots, so it'll stay with Oxford. So the Blackhawks will have it on the baseline here, looking to work it in. Little stack action here for Oxford, and they'll float one up here to Finch at the top of the key. Into the paint, working one out. Jumper from the right side is off the mark here for the Blackhawks. Rebound for CVS. And a big possession, it feels like, here for the Patriots. Whiteman across midfloor. She's got options on where to go. Picks up her dribble, goes to Mia Dubin at the top of the key. Dubin trying to work it inside for Jolene. Joe up and top over of Maddie Barrow. Shot won't go off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Ella Kelsey of Oxford.
Really nice defense there by Barrows. Just stayed straight up, said, make the shot over me if you can.
Barrows, stutter steps, gets into the paint. The floater off the glass is just a little too short. Rebound for the Patriots with 1:35 to go in the third. Whiteman across the midcourt timeline. Brynn looking for options here with 90 seconds to go in the third. They pass one down low for Mia Dubin. Her jumper is good. A risky pass, but it gets through, and it's 33-24 with a 1:20 to go in the third. Oxford is across midcourt. Ella Kelsey, spin move into the paint. Now they'll go to the top of the key for Madeline Barrows on the right side. Barrows back across for Ella Kelsey. 15 on the shot clock. Oxford taking their time on this possession. Barrows in the right corner to the interior for Kelsey Jones. Far side, Finch, jumper, too strong. Rebound, Daphne West. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Mia Dubin, and ahead for Brynn Whiteman, and another key possession here for CVS with 45 seconds to go in the third, and the Oxford Blackhawks leading 33-24. Here is Whiteman, left side, again tries to pass it down low, and Oxford has just cut that off.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen her widen out there and try to get the ball into Joe because Madeline has the three fouls. She tried to go the other way, was unsuccessful.
Ella Kelsey will dish one off. 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Finch takes it to the rim and scores.
Two big baskets by Finch here in the third quarter.
And it's 35-24. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Patriots have the ball across midcourt here for Whiteman. Whiteman at the top of the key. Again down low for Daphne West. Threw her hands out of bounds and back to Oxford.
I understand what Cherry Valley Springfield's trying to do here. They're trying to take an advantage of their height advantage on the person who is playing their other post. But they're just mostly focused on that. I'd like to see him, you know, go to Jolene a little bit more in the post.
And so with 7 seconds left, this will be Oxford bringing it down the floor with Ella Kelsey. Zips one over far side. Barrows with the floater in the paint. Rims out. Jolene with a rebound, and that'll do it. End of the third. Oxford girls lead CVS 35-24. 8 minutes left to decide this game, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Just want to give you an out-of-town score update. Union Springs girls leading Moravia 43-25 in that game. So Union Springs in control in the Class C game. Welcome back here on CDO. It's the Oxford girls leading Cherry Valley Springfield 35-24.
Now that quarter, you kind of felt like Cherry Valley Springfield had some momentum, but the score was 9-9 in the quarter, so didn't make up any ground.
Here is Morgan Huff dishing it off to Mia Dubin. Now to Jolene Lusk at the high post. Joe with a step through. Can't get the shot to go, but a foul on Madeline Barrows, I believe. Let's see what the call is here, Coach. I haven't seen it officially yet. If this is on Barrows, it's her fourth. It is. It's on number three, Madeline Barrows. So her fourth early here in the fourth quarter, and they're going to bring her out. And Madeline does not look pleased about that. She's a competitor. And so Jolene Lusk will head to the line. Is that always tough, Coach, when you have that player that wants to stay in, but you know you have to take him out?
It is, but you have to figure out how, like, what's the player's basketball IQ? You know, are they able to play with four fouls? You know, that kind of thing. So I've had some kids where I knew I couldn't leave them in because they were going to pick up their fifth pretty quick. And then I've had others where I could leave them in a whole quarter and I knew they weren't going to pick one up.
Jolene goes one out of two, misses the second, and Mia Dubin grabs the rebound and is fouled. And now Mia Dubin will head to the line here with 7:45 to go in the fourth. Wow, so CVS getting a huge opportunity here to start the fourth quarter. Madeline on the bench with four fouls, and then a bunch of trips to the foul line here. And Delvin cannot get the first one to go, and that is not going to help here. They got to hit these foul shots if you're a Patriots fan. Second shot here for Dubin. And this one is good. The bank's open for Mia. Makes it 35-26, and we'll see how long Madeline stays on the bench. Blackhawks have been in control of this game since early in the second quarter. Can they hold on to it here with their star player on the bench with four fouls? Ella Kelsey for three. It's too strong. Rebound here for Lydia Lusk. Lusk ahead now for Morgan Huff down the right side of the floor. She'll pull it back, finds Bryn Whiteman. Again, they try to go to the interior and taken away by Kelsey Jones.
Any kind of pass that has any air under it in terms of a lob, or coaches sometimes call it a lollipop pass, Oxford has been all over it today.
Oxford with the ball at the top of the key. Here is Kelsey Jones with a dribble drive on the left side. Steps through, blocked by Jolene. Ball loose on the floor, out of bounds, going back to the Patriots. A good possession by Oxford, but a good block by Joe. 6:57 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com.
And for the first time today, Oxford not picking up full court man, going into a 2-3 zone here.
Here's Lydia Lusk to the interior for Jolene. A good, powerful move, and the baby hook is up and good for Joe, and she's got 10 points. And it's 35-28. Oxford girls on top. 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter.
And Oxford's got a pair of subs back at the table, and one of them is borrowed.
So they're going to roll the dice with Madeline. Here is Finch to the right side. Oxford with the ball. They go to Ella Kelsey to the high post here for Smith. She takes it inside, and a foul on Cherry Valley. Who's it going to be on Mia Dubin? Pleading that it's on her, and it is. Not sure that would have worked. She was trying.
She got the call.
She did get the call. First foul on Mia Dubin. Cherry Valley understanding right now that they cannot pick up that fourth foul on Jolene. How crucial that is. So here is Naomi Smith at the line. Her first shot is no good. And the second one coming. With 6:25 to go in the fourth, it's 35-28. Oxford girls leading Cherry Valley Springfield. The top two seeds here in the Section 4 Class D tournament. Smith goes 0 for 2. A rebound is tracked down by Kelsey Jones. And now here to Madeline Barrows. In the paint, goes for Ella Kelsey. A pull-up jumper for her. Again, died on the front of the rim. Lydia Lusk with a rebound. Jump ball. Keeps it with Oxford. So several looks here for the Blackhawks. It just won't go down. Blackhawks will be doing the inbounding duties. Barrows is back into the game now for the Oxford Blackhawks. Barrows into the right corner. Dribbles out of a double team, gets into the paint, tosses up a shot, and gets it to go from a really tough angle.
And I think that was with her left hand, too. So very nice shot. Nice soft on the rim. Got the bounce.
And Oxford now leads 37-28 with 5:55 to go in the fourth. Here's Morgan Huff to the rim and scores as the defense parted and she found a way. Morgan Huff with 5 points. Makes it a 7-point game, 37-30. Madeline works one back out for Kelsey Jones to Smith at the foul line. Reversing into the corner here for Tegan Manwaren. It's taken away by Bryn Whiteman. And ahead now for Morgan Huff across midcourt. Huff will slow it down here with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Cherry Valley trailing by 7, and they throw it away. Huff tried to go to the corner, and nobody was there. And Oxford will get it back. Can the Blackhawks take advantage here with 5:25 to go here in the sectional championship game?
Oxford needs a hoop here to kind of slow the momentum of Cherry Valley Springfield.
Ella Kelsey to the high post. Will float one into the corner now back up for Smith. Drives into the paint. Works one back out for Kelsey Jones. To the right side for Madeline Barrows with 5 minutes to go. A deep three here for Barrows is too strong, and a rebound for Oxford is kept alive. They'll work it into the corner for Smith. Now Barrows to the interior, a little up and under, rolls off the front of the rim. A rebound is passed ahead, and here is CVS with another dangerous pass, but somehow Whiteman floats her way onto it. Whiteman stops his
good
strip to the ball. Blocked there, and the Blackhawks will come away.
Really nice hands there by Oxford.
4:35 to go in the fourth. It's 37-30. Ella Kelsey with the ball at the top of the key. Kelsey to the right side. Now leaves it for Mann Warren. Left side for Kelsey Jones. Floating one back to Barrows. Again, top of the key. A deep three for Barrows. Buckles off the right side of the rim and won't go. Rebound for CVS, and the Patriots will take a timeout. 4:15 to go in the fourth. It's 37-30. Oxford girls on top of CVS in the sectional finals here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Some more of our special sponsors supporting today's broadcast include UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, as well as UHS Delaware Valley Hospital of Walton, as well as Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, Gallery 321 of Oxford, and Canal Street Hardware in Oxford. A steal out of the timeout by Oxford. Ahead now for Kelsey Jones. Misses a left-handed layup and a rebound for Jolene Lusk.
Oxford really could have used that one.
4 minutes to go in the sectional finals, and Oxford leads 37-30. Bryn Whiteman to the high post for Mia Dubin. On a backdoor cut, Morgan Huff misses it, but a rebound here for Jolene. Muscles her way up and in and scores.
I think Cherry Valley Springfield's got to get the ball to Jolene every time down the floor because Madeline has the four fouls.
It's 37-32. Ella Kelsey into the corner. Here's Denz for a long jumper. No rebound, Mia Dubin. And Dubin is going to get it to Bryn Whiteman with 3:35 left. Another huge possession here for the Patriots. And across midcourt, they go to Morgan Huff. Huff with the ball to the high post now for Jolene, and it's taken away, and then a jump ball is going to keep it here with CVX with 3:24 left. I think Madeline on that last one thought, I had Joe boxed out. You can't compete with that height sometimes.
And it's hard because you're not allowed to displace the offensive rebounder anymore. You can't back him out of there. So you kind of got to get your backside into their thigh area so they can't jump.
So 3:24 left. I think they're just checking
shot clock.
The shot clock here at the table. They're going to put it down to 21. With, again, Oxford girls leading 37-32. Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game here at SUNY Delhi. Cooperstown girls won in Section 3 Class C. Looks like Union Springs might win in Section 4 Class C. That would set up Union Springs against Cooperstown. CVS gets the ball in. A three for Whiteman here, almost in desperation, is a little short, and a rebound for Oxford. That would have been huge if it went in.
Yeah, but a little quick shot there. You still had 21 seconds.
Here is Kelsey. Takes it into the interior, and the shot won't go in. Somebody put a lid on the rim for Oxford down there, and then a foul on Oxford as Bryn Whiteman tried to dribble out of trouble there. So foul is on Ella Kelsey. So the swarming defense of Oxford has been huge throughout this game. I cannot give them enough credit for that. But it's been called a little tighter here in the last couple of minutes, it seems, with 3:07 to go in the fourth. Full court pressure coming from Oxford. Patriots looking to get it in. They're going to throw it long, and they got Mia Dubin behind the defense. The old Big Ben play. And ahead here for Morgan Huff, and she missed the chippy from in close, and Oxford will grab a rebound with 3 minutes left. And at midcourt.
And Cherry Valley Springfield has left the 2-3 zone, and they're now in man-to-man, trying to put a little pressure on Oxford.
2:45 to go. Oxford leading 37-32. Here is Barrows to the right side. Dishes one out into the corner for Kelsey Jones. Now back up to Ella Kelsey, and back out for Madeline.
Less than five.
Five on the shot clock. Barrows into the paint, pull-up jumper, hit the rim, and wouldn't go. Off the backside. Rebound for Cherry Valley, and they're still looking to run. Ahead for Morgan Huff. She takes it to the interior and stepped out of bounds and is going to give it back to Oxford. She ran out of real estate.
Yeah, really good defense there by Oxford. Just kept cutting off the angle and cutting off the angle.
2:20 to go in the fourth, and Oxford can take their time, bringing it up the court slowly with 2:15 to go. Now going to Barrows. Barrows right side here for Kelsey Jones. Now to Finch. Back into the safe hands of Barrows. 15 on the shot clock. Out for Ella Kelsey on the right side. Oxford going left to right. They're going to work it down. Barrows, a jumper in the paint. No, too much spice on it. A rebound for Maddie. Lost it out of bounds and going back to Cherry Valley. But they did kill a lot of time there.
Yeah, I think Oxford really would have liked a foul there. Awful lot of contact, but the officials are letting them play here. Who's going to put the ball in the basket first here? It seems like that might be who wins.
Patriots trailing 37-32. Oxford's on top. 1:50 to go here from SUNY Delhi. The sectional championship is on the line. Mia Dubin finding Bryn Whiteman. A deep three. She left it well short. It was an air ball. And a rebound here for Oxford.
And Oxford can run the clock here a little, just like they did last possession.
Kelsey to midcourt. Might have shuffled her feet there. Holds on to it. Now the ball is loose and a foul on CBS with 90 seconds left. Going to be on Lydia Lusk.
I thought you could have called a travel there. It looked like she shuffled her pivot feet. Then she dropped it, picked it up. I don't think Cherry Valley Springfield touched it. And then it looked like the ball was loose and the officials called a foul. So Oxford dodged one there.
30-second timeout. Oxford leads 37-32. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
90 seconds left here in the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game, and Oxford leads 37-32 over Cherry Valley Springfield. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. We've had several special sponsors helping us out today, including Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, Behee Funeral Home in Oxford, Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Gallery 321 of Oxford, Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, and Canal Street Hardware in Oxford. So with a buck and a half left, Oxford has the basketball. They get it into Madeline Barrow. She's playing with those four fouls, but she's been masterful today. Dishing one off for Smith down low. Misses a left-handed layup, but smartly tries to pull it back out, and Oxford will get to reset. Barrows on the right side of the floor is fouled by Lydia Lusk with 1:14 left. Here's our team foul situation. Three for Oxford. And now three for Cherry Valley Springfield.
You almost feel like here, if Oxford scores, it's Cherry Valley Springfield's going to kind of feel defeated because now they're going to be down at least seven, maybe eight if they make a three. But if they can get a stop and a score, then it puts a little game pressure on Oxford. I mean, they're within one possession now. So we're at a pivotal point in the game here.
We'll keep it right here with 1:14 left. Again, Oxford leading 37-32. Cherry Valley has had a chance. It's been 37-32 for a while, but those last few possessions just haven't been able to find a way to have a good possession. A couple of air balls, they stepped out of bounds, just hasn't gone the Patriots' way.
And, I mean, if Cherry Valley Springfield is able to get a stop here, I would think coming down almost every possession, you want to get the ball inside to Jolene Lusk and see what she can do. Madeline's guarding her, Barrows with four fouls, so I think only good things will happen if you get the ball inside to Jolene. On Oxford's side, you got to think the ball is going to be in Madeline Barrows' hands here to make a play to try to win the sectional championship.
Oxford looking to advance to the state tournament for the first time since 2003. They get it into Ella Kelsey. Kelsey to the left side, and it's taken away here by Jolene Lusk. And Lusk is fouled with 1:07 left. She kind of walked into that steal, was able to grab, and then was fouled by Oxford. That's the fourth team foul, which is important here on the Blackhawks. Foul is on Naomi Smith. So here we go, 1:07 left. Patriots have the ball at midcourt right in front of the scorers table, going right to left. Lydia Lusk will be doing the inbounding here. Lusk gets it in and finds Jolene. Jolene wants a three on the right side, and it's off the mark. A rebound, Bryn Whiteman scores. Bryn Whiteman now with 8 points, makes it 37-34, 55 seconds left. And CVS is going to foul in the backcourt with Lydia Lusk. So that's four team fouls now on CVS. So both teams have four team fouls. It's the fourth on Lydia Lusk.
The one thing you got to be careful about there when you're fouling like that is you got to go for the ball. Like, I thought the last two fouls on Cherry Valley Springfield should have easily been called an intentional foul because they're just two-hand push in the back.
So 54 and a half seconds to go here. And our score is 36-34.
I would look for Oxford to get the ball into to Barrow's hands to get something going to the basket to either make the hoop or pick up the foul.
Oxford's going to inbound directly in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt at SUNY Delhi. Again, with 54 seconds left, Oxford gets it into Madeline Barrows in the backcourt. Barrows across the midcourt timeline. Dribbles to the right side of the floor. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Barrows slipping through the defense, misses a layup, and CVS gets a rebound with Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman down the right side of the floor, into the right corner now. Whiteman picks up her dribble, goes inside for Mia Dubin. Her shot is good off the glass. Dubin hits it. With 30 seconds left, Oxford's going to take a timeout. It's a one-point game. Wow. Drama here in the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game in a 37-36 ball game.
I thought Oxford had it there. I thought they could have called a foul on Jolene reaching in there on Madeline going to the basket. They didn't. But the good thing about the fact that they didn't call the foul there was now the shot blocker was out of the paint. Madeline had a good look at it, just couldn't finish. Cherry Valley Springfield comes up with the rebound. Bryn pushes it up the floor. And a nice shot there by Mia Dubin.
Huge.
Off the backboard and in. You don't see that shot very often.
It felt like it was a little bit of a gamble. What's Cherry Valley have left for timeouts? They have some, right, Coach?
Yes.
Whiteman was coming down the floor. I thought, boy, they're going to have to call a timeout. It felt a little helter-skelter, but it pays off there for the Patriots as they score.
And initially, it kind of looked like maybe Cherry Valley Springfield was going to be able to get out and transition, but Oxford's team speed kind of cut her off. She was able to find Mia, bank shot, and in. We got a one-point game here.
A one-point game with 30 seconds left. 37-36 the score. Oxford ahead by a point.
Now the interesting thing here is you basically can run the shot clock out. So at some point you're going to have to foul. Are you going to trap the first pass inbound? Are you going to foul right away because you want the longest amount of time left in the game? This will be interesting to see how Cherry Valley Springfield plays it out.
Blackhawks will look to get it in, and they do to Madeline Barrows, and she traveled at midcourt. Shuffled her feet as she caught the ball at midcourt, and now a timeout is going to be taken here by Cherry Valley, giving the ball back to the Patriots. I don't think you can argue it at all. It was definitely a shuffle of the feet.
Yes. She caught it and kind of, she was coming up so fast and she didn't want to go into the backcourt. So she
it was a stutter step.
Yeah, when she caught it, it was just bang, bang.
So we'll keep it right here again. 29 seconds left. Oxford leading 37-36. Oxford has been ahead in this game for a long stretch of time into double digits. Up 26-15 at the half. And the CVS crowd has certainly come alive here with 29 seconds left. And Cherry Valley's going to have a chance.
Yeah,
things to remember, four fouls on Madeline Barrows, three on Jolene Lusk.
Yeah, and Oxford has only scored 2 points here in the fourth quarter. They were coming into the fourth quarter with 35 points. They've had some good looks. Like you said, who put the lid on the basket down there? I would think here the ball has to go. At some point, Jolene Lusk has to touch it.
30 seconds left. CVS is going to have the ball at midcourt. A heck of a ball game here between Oxford and Cherry Valley Springfield. Lydia Lutz will be doing the inbounding. Brent Whiteman is in the backcourt. Oxford showing man-to-man. Getting this ball inbound safely is going to be big. They throw it to the far side and get it into Brent Whiteman. Whiteman on the right side. They try to go inside here, and it's knocked away by Barrows, but out of bounds it will stay with CVS. And again, Cherry Valley has forced that pass a lot today. With 22 seconds left, Oxford leading by one, 37-36. Patriots will have the ball on the baseline. CVS going to the interior for Mia Dubin. Back out for Lydia Luska. Ahead, Bryn Whiteman. Straight away, three is off the front of the rim. A rebound is loose on the floor.
Oh, you got a foul. Going to send Oxford to the line here.
16 seconds left. Foul's going to be on Mia Dubin. A great look there for Whiteman. It was just a little short. And now heading to the line will be the Oxford Blackhawks. Naomi Smith takes the long walk down the floor. And she'll be shooting two. Here's our team foul situation. Cherry Valley with five, Oxford with four.
Now something to remember here, in girls, you can advance the ball. Cherry Valley Springfield has two timeouts, so they're going to be able to do that.
Smith at the line, first shot, no. Second shot coming here. The rebound could possibly be big if it goes live. There's the second shot. It's good for Smith. Her first points of the game. Timeout, Cherry Valley. With 16 seconds left.
That's to advance the ball. So now in girls, you can advance the ball. Probably going to ask coach which side she wants it on.
And we're going to take a 30-second break. Oxford leads 38-36 in the sectional finals, and we'll be back on CDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit Mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
15 and a half to go in the fourth. It's 38-36. Oxford girls on top of Cherry Valley Springfield. CBS will have the ball at midcourt here, coach. A big moment for the Patriots.
Yeah, the most important thing right away is to get the ball inbound safely, and then let's see what we got.
If it's a three-pointer, I would assume Whiteman would take it. We've seen Jolene step out to take a three. Let's see what they decide to do. Inbounds play is knocked out of bounds by Oxford, by Kelsey Jones.
I thought that might have gone off Cherry Valley Springfield before it hit out of bounds.
15 seconds left, 15.7 to be exact. Lydia Lust trying to get it in and does to Morgan Huff. Huff on the left side will dribble it up straight away. They try to pass one back door. It's intercepted by Oxford. Barrows will dribble through and is fouled with 7 seconds left. Huff tried to pass one down low, and Oxford, as they've done all day, with a great interception to take it away. And this will send Madeline Barrows to the line to shoot two. Where she could possibly seal the deal here for the Oxford Blackhawks.
Now, if she makes two, it's kind of over because he'd be up four. The only way you could tie would be a three-pointer and a foul.
Madeline at the line. First shot off the mark.
So the door is open.
The door is open. Could we see similar theatrics as we saw last year here in the boys' game, which was a buzzer beater? Barrows goes 0 for 2. Mia Dubin with a rebound, and a timeout's taken by Cherry Valley with 5.9 left. So Barrows 0 for 2. And coach is going to advance it right in front of the scorers table again. So if you're CVFs here, they've had trouble going to the interior. Coach, do you foresee something coming from the outside instead? Oxford's really taken it away, but you don't have to shoot the three.
I mean, if I could, I would want to throw the ball directly into Jolene in the post here. I mean, you don't have a lot of time there. It's about 6 seconds. I mean, if you get it in on the perimeter, there's enough time to maybe three or four dribbles and then a shot, because you want a chance for an offensive rebound. So if I could, I would look to throw it right into Jolene in the post. But
do you worry at this point they've struggled so hard getting the ball inside? Do you worry about making that pass?
I do, but I'd rather if there's anybody on the court that I want to have the ball, it's her.
Very true. So here we go, 5.9. Jolene is on the far side of the floor. They get it into Bryn Whiteman. 5 seconds left. Here we go. Whiteman finds Mia Dubin. Tries to pass down low. A shot at the buzzer is no good. And Oxford is your Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Champions, 38-36 over Cherry Valley Springfield. The Blackhawks hang on and are headed to the state tournament for the first time since 2003. The Patriots with a shot at the buzzer. A tough angle, wouldn't go down, and the Blackhawks get the job done. An incredible finish here, Coach. A heck of a game, exactly what you'd want to see in the championship.
Yeah, even though that looked kind of like a broken play there for Cherry Valley Springfield, they did end up with a layup, a good look. It was contested, but at the buzzer, that was the shot. Had a chance to go in. Both teams played very well. Cherry Valley Springfield certainly had a nice comeback there in the fourth quarter. They outscored Oxford 12-3, but Oxford just made too many plays defensively today.
We're going to keep it right here to give out our three awards and do our scoring summary before we take a break between the two games. The boys' game will be coming up next between Southern Cayuga and South Courtright. But again, our final score here, 38-36. The Oxford girls are going back to the state tournament for the first time since 2003, and they're going to be doing the award presentations here. And so let's go through our scoring summary here. 20 points for Madeline Barrows. That's a game high today. 8 for Ella Kelsey. 5 for Jossie Finch. And then 2 for Abby Denz for Tegan Manwarren. 1 for Naomi Smith. On the other side for Cherry Valley Springfield, 12. That's a team high for Joe Lusk. 8 for Bryn Whiteman. 7 for Mia Dubin. 5 for Morgan Huff. 2 apiece for Lydia Lusk and Daphne West. And we'll take a look at the extra sheet here. Let's see, 15... for Joe in the first half. She had 24 rebounds for Jolene Lusk to go along with those 12 points. Tremendous. Madeline Barrows finishes with 7 rebounds. Ella Kelsey with 6 steals here today. I thought she was incredible. So a lot of different things to go through for our three awards. We'll hope that Hannah B. can total those up for us before we get to game two. All right, let's do our outstanding offense award first here, Coach. Brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think Madeline Barrows, those 20 points, Coach, she was tremendous here today.
Yeah, she certainly was the focal point of the Blackhawks offense, and she did a really nice job hitting key baskets at key moments in the game. And you also got to tip your hat to her. She guarded Jolene the whole game, so very nice game for Madeline.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. Ella Kelsey, I think, was great. There was a lot of tremendous players on defense for Oxford today, but we'll go with Ella.
Yeah, she certainly came up with some big steals, and she just seemed to be all over the court. So she also had, how many points did she finish with?
She finished with 8 points.
So she had some key baskets as well. So definitely well played today for Ella.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think Jolene Lusk, 12 points, 24 rebounds, the end of a tremendous career. You hate to see it end for this CVS team, finishing 22-2. Jolene, all-purpose, seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, she was definitely a factor in there. Those 24 rebounds is very impressive. And she had some looks I think she would have liked to make. But definitely a fabulous career for her. An outstanding season for Cherry Valley Springfield. I've been here before as a coach. I know it hurts, but you had a great season. It'll take a little while for that to set in, but congratulations to them on a great year.
That is going to wrap up our broadcast. We're going to take a short break and be back for the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship, which will be South Courtright and Southern Cayuga. Again, a huge thanks to all our Oxford sponsors, Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, the Behee Funeral Home, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, Gallery 321 of Oxford, as well as Favors Home and Kitchen of Oxford. And we'll be recognizing them throughout our second game here tonight as well. Final score, 38-36. Oxford girls are off to states for the first time since 2003. For Greg Bonskowski and Hannah Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport. Every